Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. We're in the last few days of the demonic inhumanity to humans. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 3rd, 2026. According to the solar lunar calendar, this is Tammuz 18, 57, 87. Today's events are horrifying, and I am not going to enumerate them. I hope you have input in your place and this planet to hear from, like I do, Jerusalem or Arutz, Israel, daily and hourly, the latest news, and from Real America's Voice. And if you ever get news, at the Blaze. We are ready to go into Yoma. This is the second chapter in verse 1. We already finished the first chapter yesterday. And it starts out in verse 1 to say Yoma, or that is dove. His name means dove. It also means vexer, because he was a wrongdoer, and he was, sort of a double personality there. Not really two personalities, but he was, both sides of him were evident through his life. The good and the bad, I guess that's the best way to put it. But Dove interposed to Eternal Originator, his most powerful, from the fish's stomach. What do you do in a newly created fish when you know you're dying? Well, I don't know what you'd call it, because we have a lot of religiosity in the world today. But interposed is probably a very appropriate word. Entreated, supplicated. It's very interesting that this would have been a time when he knew that he was dying, and he was asking to be given life again. Interestingly, as we'll see through this book, I should say book, we call it a book, no, I can't call it that, through this document, one of the 12 documents, we see in this brief writing, all right, not a book, a brief writing, and it's not a novel, it's most assuredly accurate. It's not a Bible story, that's all baloney. We use all these baloney sandwich terms for what we should call it is reality. This is a reality check. So verse 2, he said, I call to Eternal Originator, that's Yahweh, for help from my trouble. Was he in big trouble? He was dead wrong, and he got to pay for it. And Supreme had planned for all of this. It is that he was worse than I am. You probably say he's worse than you. I would never say that. He's not worse than I am. He answered me from the belly of Hidden. You know what the Valley of Hidden is? Do you have any idea what he was saying here? That's the belly of Sheol, or in this case, burial at sea. All right, really, you can't really call it the grave. It's not quite the same thing. It was his entombment in a fish, of all things. What a place to die, in a fish. Some of us may die out in outer space. I don't know. We have all sorts of death possibilities now. Anyway, we call it lifelessness. It's not really death, which means you don't die, you live elsewhere. It's lifelessness, which means you do die. There's no further anything unless the Supreme brings you back to life. So he answered me from the belly of Hidden. I cried. You heard my voice. So it's interesting. Here it is. He's sort of giving the history of it. I cried, and then he says, in his direct contact with Supreme, you heard my voice. He was certainly very dearly loved by Supreme. He loves all of his people, no matter how far short we come. Love never has to do with the misbehavior or evil actions of another human. That's not love when you do that. That's some sort of an infatuation that's not going to last. You hurl me deep in the mighty river's heart. Wow. He knew that he was with the fish at the bottom there of that river. And it was swimming to his destination. It would take days and he would be dead because you just can't breathe down there. And that means you die. And he expired in a matter of seconds. Stream turned around me. He knew he was, he felt the fish's movements. He knew he was, well, like he had maybe himself been swimming through water. He knew what that was all about. Stream turned around me, all your white caps. He understood what was going on top of the river. It was that storm. He had seen those white caps before he was tossed overboard. All your white caps and your waves passed over me. Verse 4. I said, I have been expelled from before your eyes. How will I again look to your distinguished dwelling? So he knew that as a part of these ancient peoples, the physical location for Supreme was there at the temple in Jerusalem. He goes on to explain, waters encompassed my person. He was drowning in waters. There wasn't any room to breathe or do anything. He was right there in the belly of the fish. It's not an airlock by any means. Its bars were about me for the future. He knew he just had a few minutes of life left. You, eternal originator, my most powerful, brought up my life from destruction. This was written, of course, after his life was returned to him. In verse 7, he said, my person was overwhelmed. This was 3 days and three nights later, which is just very symbolic of what would happen to finite Supreme, the offspring of his papa. My person was overwhelmed. This just overwhelmed him to realize he was given life. He was being spewed onto the ground there near where he did not want to go. I remember an eternal originator. My request came to you, to your distinguished dwelling. Verse 8, those observing empty vapors forsake their goodness. Yeah, if we want to listen to demons, we will be bad boys or bad girls. Some of you are bad girls. Verse 9, I will slaughter to you with the voice of grateful praise. Do we understand? That's what Supreme wants us, on our knees, gratefully praising him daily. I will pay you what I promise. You say I will do what I agree to do. Victory is for eternal originator. Yeah, his name is Victor. Did you know that? He is the supreme victor. Verse 10, eternal originator conveyed to the fish. It disgorged. In other words, he had done this. It had disgorged dove on dry land. So this is how he was able to write this and tell us about what happened in this extreme situation. All right, that concludes what we're going through today. And I'll just make a few comments in conclusion. It had disgorged dove on dry land after 3 days and three nights. And we'll take a look at chapter 3. I hope tomorrow. I know the next time I do a podcast, I have increasingly difficult times with my eyes and my nose and my mouth. And it makes it sometimes uncertain as to what the future will be with my podcasting. It's even difficult for me to continue with my manuscripts and my writing. So it's a challenge. It's very hard work in my old age and with my deterioration. So I'm glad you put up with me and you listen. I know I don't have a large listening audience, but that's fine. Let me conclude then, as I usually do, by saying we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. We must flee coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. We must flee stealing. We must flee murdering. And of course, I mentioned a few other points the last time. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. And if we don't get straightened out in this lifetime, the second lifetime, we must be straightened out, or we will be permanently dead. There is no coming back to life from the second lifetime. So friends, I hope you choose life.